This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
And it's with a new special host. What was it you told me to call you? Extra fabulous.
Super fab. The most fabulous person.
The most fabulous person at OK Magazine.
Yeah.
Rosie Underwood.
No, I'm joking. I'm not the most fabulous person at OK Magazine.
That's me.
Unfortunately, that is you, darling. But I'm here and I'm so happy to be here.
Lizzie is away tonight. She is at a very exclusive event, which we're not invited to.
Yeah, why aren't we invited?
Well, we'll be having words of her next week. So instead, we've got you.
I know, it's really, I'm very happy about it.
Which is very
and
exciting.
And I'm also even more happy about the fact that you're wearing your lipstick shirt, which is my favourite.
Thanks, which you also pointed out the last time you hosted the show.
Yeah, I know,
I was wearing.
Yeah.
I've only got a couple of shirts. If anyone wants to send me one, I will accept it.
To the fashion cupboard, babe.
Oh,
I'm going to give you a little makeover.
Do you get many men's clothes in the fashion cupboard?
Yeah, I do. Because I used to style men all the time, but I tend not to anymore.
Right.
I should really. I'm thinking of doing like a men's fashion shoot purely so I can line up hot male models.
I was going to say get me on there, but maybe not.
Oh, yeah, you could do it.
Usually we don't go in this quickly with our first guest. We've got some celebrity gossip, but the very handsome member of the FUBAR family, Mark Dolan, is on the phone. Mark, are you there?
Stephen and Rosie, my darlings. Greetings from a snowy Innsbruck.
How is it out there? Can't be any colder than here. I just won't believe
it's very
it.
Very good. Now, listen, I'm having a great time. The hospital food's great. I'm in traction at the moment. Most of me is in plaster.
Oh, Jesus
and
Christ.
Actually, eating through a tube, people say eating through a tube is so bad. I enjoy it because it's less effort, you know. It goes straight in.
No fuss.
The pump, occasionally, the, you know. No, do you know something? By some kind of miracle, I'm still in one piece.
This is incredible.
I haven't broken anything yet.
You're a very tall man. I always think tall men skiing, it's not going to end well.
Well, no, but basically, I would say fall. That this is the jump is just not my show. I'm not built for it physically, mentally. I have no athletic CV.
Well, good for you.
It was a terrible mistake.
You're going to ace it. It's always the people that talk like that absolutely ace
That's
it,
true.
Darling.
That's very true.
I'm loving the psychology, Rosie. And I must say that, you know what? You're very optimistic. But, you know, yeah, I have improved a lot. And it is amazing because, I mean, cards on the table, I was a skier. I have skied. So, you know, let's not kind of pull the wool over
well,
anyone's eyes.
Well, I should
eyes.
Hope that you but, are. Given the
well,
show's
know,
history,
but,
darling.
Well, exactly. But the tricky thing about the show is it's not so much the craft or skill of skiing. It's the fact that so many of the events involve basically confronting terror, you know?
Yes.
And that's the hardest thing for me. It's like, I don't mind training, I don't mind putting a shift in, but it's the fact that, for example, there's an event called The Skeleton, comes in show three, and that's basically like a bobsleigh, but what happens is that you get onto this metal tray, head first, and your face is like 4 centimetres from the ice, and you basically slide downhill for a kilometre at 70 miles an hour.
Oh.
And I've been in training for that. I've never known terror like it.
So what makes you keep at it? Because if you must be so terrified when during the training, you know you've got to actually get better at it too.
Are you meditating, Mark?
I know. Yeah, well, I've done lots of different things. I do find, I mean, like, for example, a lot of the athletes here, they're great British athletes, of course. You know, you've got people like Bradley Wiggins and you've got
Lewis Smith.
Kadena Cox from the Paralympics.
Yeah.
You know, Lewis Smith. And those guys are all clean. I've been doping since day one because it really gives you the edge, you know, blood transfusions and everything. But actually, apart from you know, taking lots of illegal drugs that I bought on the internet, the truth is that you are right, that the fear management is the number one thing, and that's something I've got better at. And the way that you do it is essentially you've just got to let go, because when you're, for example, the jump, now the key part of the show is that you have to slide down this stainless steel ramp. It's about 20-25 meters long, and when you sort of stand up and just let go, that you basically have to just accept that you're going to die. Do you know what I mean? Psychologically, you're like, okay,
it's like a bungee,
bye bye world,
yeah,
it's been great. And then what happens is, if you do that and you let go, you then land and you're like, oh my God, it was okay. So I think basically that's what you've got a fatalism about it. Do you know?
Yes.
You're just like, okay, here we go again.
So on we lost the first competitor, didn't we, last weekend with Josie. Were you sad to see her go? What was the atmosphere like?
No, I mean,
like?
I want them all out. I want them all out.
You're going to win.
I want everyone to get injured because, I want them all, everybody, just basically my ideal thing would just be a one-off special of the jump, just like Mark Dolan special, and the show is Davina and I just watching the crashes and laughing.
Well, that would be a brilliant
show. That's not going to happen.
Well, I mean,
I've pitched it. But basically, Josie actually is very, very impressive because she has no appetite for danger, thank you, bless you, and adrenaline, all that. But what she is she's plucky, and she did everything. But of course, the show is called The Jump,
and
she was
didn't
never
jump.
Signed off to do that jump.
Yes.
No, and there's a little bit of theatre. There's always a bit of theatre because on the show, they always say, I'm going to give you a FUBAR exclusive now. They always say that, oh, look, she's sat there. She's like, I can't do it. The truth is that in training, she was never signed off to do the big one.
Oh, really?
No way.
Yeah.
Scandal.
Yeah.
So why was that? Because she hadn't practiced?
What happened is she was on the smaller ramps, which are in a different venue, which we all started on. And she was unlucky because she sustained a knee injury. And can you imagine anything worse for a knee injury than jumping and landing on skis?
Absolutely.
So she wasn't able to do the jump training.
Right.
And she was so brave. She did do the jump a few times, but the one you see in the show is the beast. It's the monster. It's the big one. And the trainers have to be confident that, you know, that they've seen you do it and you can do it and you're safe. And she never was. So right. It wasn't for the want of trying. I can't stress enough that Josie did not bottle it. But she was very, very unlucky. And she was so pissed off going out in show one. She told me that she'd rather have broken her leg than gone out in show one. She's completely gutted.
That's dedication.
And I said, Josie, let's not get carried away.
Yeah,
and
she
was halfway through a bottle of Jack Daniels at that point. So I think it was the drink talking. But
yeah, fair one.
But she did say that.
Wow. I've heard that a lot of celebs lie about their skiing skills to get on the show. So they just say, yeah, I'm an epic skier, and they go to do a jump and it's kind of a bit of chaos. Is that true now or not?
Well, here's the truth. You know what? I would say no, because even if you have lied and you turn out to be rubbish, the way we're trained is appropriate for beginners and experienced people alike.
Right.
So, for example, Robbie Fowler, who's a total legend in Merseyside, a great football icon, he had never seen a pair of skis before. We had to explain what they were and what they're about.
Which way around to put them on.
So, correct. He knew about the apres ski, but that's another story.
Right.
And Robbie had never skied. Kadena Cox had never skied. Jade Jones, the Taekwondo Olympic, the double Olympic gold medalist. So basically, you know, we were training alongside people that had never, whereas Spencer has quite a lot of skiing experience because his family owns
most of the Alps. I covered the whole Alps.
He's like, see that mountain over there? That one's daddy's.
Yeah.
And so basically what you're looking at, the group, very mixed group in terms of ability. But what was terrifying and has been terrifying is how quickly the rookies have caught up.
Oh, so you're all on an even playing field now.
So what you've got, like Spencer and I have got some experience in the mountain, but what they've got, that the athletes, is application,
right.
commitment,
right.
mental strength,
yes.
effort, enthusiasm, yeah. you know what I mean? So,
And you have none of those things.
It's a big dividing line.
How is Lewis, the
celebs versus the athletes, like two groups.
How's Lewis Smith doing? Because I always thought he wouldn't do it because he's such a gymnast, and that would terrify me if I had to. My career was based on my limbs, essentially.
I know. Lewis is he's my top tip to win.
Right. Really? That's interesting.
He's my top tip to win. He is really, really... Well, he's very athletic, he's very fit, he's strong, he's flexible.
Right.
So he hasn't had any injuries or sprains or anything because his body is just like, you know, just it's like a big rubber band.
Yeah. Big sexy and, rubber band.
You know, you know what I mean? I've seen him naked and wow.
Well, so, I used to style him and I used to lint roll his abs on purpose. That's terrible, isn't it? Oh, I just need to lint roll
that. I bet you did. You're a bad woman, Rosie.
No, I'm not. That's what he was single at the time. It's fine. It's loud.
So are you enjoying it?
He is a babe.
Yeah, he's a total babe. So are you enjoying it? What's to come next?
Yeah, I am loving it. Basically, I've never known terror like it, but I've also never known elation like it.
Once it's over.
I feel like it's something everyone should have a chance to do because you do confront your fear and you have to just push through it. And the feeling... when you get to the end of an event and you're okay, and in fact you might even have been quite fast and covered a good distance, there's no feeling like it. Because, you know, I'm 42 and I thought this is kind of probably my last chance to do something stupid like this.
42?
You're not dying? Jeez, what? Oh no, I'm foot babe.
It's on the bucket list.
Life begins at 40, no. Mark. Jeez.
Yeah, but first of all, my hair has turned white since I've gone on the show.
Oh,
so I look like a pensioner now.
Right.
But I suppose maybe it's that age you get to, you know, allegedly it's middle age, and I think it's kind of my midlife crisis, and you know, you either buy a Harley Davidson, you have an affair, or you go on Channel 4's The Jump. And
yeah, well,
that's reality shows all the way.
I think you picked a good option there, Mark.
I think I've obviously tried in vain with the other two. Didn't come off.
But, you know.
Well, Mark, we wish
I love
you...
it. And there's loads of characters on the show. I mean, Spencer Matthews is a legend. I mean, he is obviously the ultimate ladies' man. I'm quite insulted that I haven't been made love to by him yet, because, you know,
if you don't
get that knock on the door at midnight.
No. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
he does like to try on with pretty much a lot of people.
Oh, Rosie,
maybe
is this from experience?
No, right, okay, Spencer, I've styled him as well. I can't say I wanted to lint roll his abs, I'll be honest with you.
Fair enough.
Don't really fry my onions.
What was missing? Why didn't he fry your onions, Rosie?
He's just a bit too smooth. And he was always a bit drunk whenever he turned up on set. So I'd be like his angry mum, like, Spencer, where were you? Get changed now. I was his angry mum the whole time I knew him.
Well, let's hope he's not drunk on the slopes.
Yeah, that would be really good if he wasn't.
Well, he has been sober. He has been somewhat sober on the show, because I remember it was last Tuesday and it was for an hour. So, you know, the way he's approaching it is the opposite to Lewis. I mean, I think if you want my top tip, you know, my runners and riders, I think you're probably looking at Spencer versus Lewis. What Spencer has is arrogance. He's
sure
got experience of the mountains. He's fearless, by the way. He's a very brave guy. He's got no fear. He's like, bring it on.
Yeah.
So I think his mentality is there. He's also actually very fit. I mean, he does Iron Man things. He's a bit of a unit, is our Spencer.
Yeah.
So he's good to watch. But the problem he's got is the social side of it. And he goes out. By the way, I've gone out with him. It's just amazing watching him work. But, you know, that means that he's obviously undermining his chances, because Lewis is being a good boy.
He's an athlete,
And
yeah.
Lewis is in bed by 10.
I bet they've hooked up with the same girls as well.
You know.
Don't you reckon? They've got to have hooked up with the same showbiz circle women.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, let's not be indelicate, but there's probably a semen trail that just lurks between the two of them.
Oh, no.
Mark, that is too much.
Train yourself in, Mark.
Semen.
You said semen on FUBAR. How dare you?
Well, we wish you all the success in the world, Mark.
Have an amazing time. Enjoy it. We'll be watching you.
Listen, it's been great talking to you, and let's catch up soon. I mean, you know, Mark Dolan Eats the News is back. Once I get back from Austria,
I want to admire your blazers. I want you to come back.
When I'm on the radio. When I'm doing the show, you'll be able to obviously hear the generator that's keeping me alive and it's noisy, but I'll be back. Even if it kills me, I will return to my iconic Tuesday lunchtime show. But in the meantime, I'm going to sit back and enjoy yours.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Enjoy it.
Yes, enjoy the show. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've got other things to do this evening, but if you've got a couple of, you know, minutes.
I'm filming. They're interviewing me now. They want to know whether I think I can beat Bradley Wiggins. And I think that's a very short answer.
Oh.
And it rhymes with no.
Well, you know, we're still rooting for
Wishful
you, Mark.
Wishful thinking.
So.
Life doesn't end at 40, Mark.
Yeah, it's true. You've got to remember that.
No, but thanks for the pep talk, guys. I really feel invigorated now. I'm ready to win. I'm back in the game.
Good. Right.
Have an amazing time.
Have an amazing time. Good luck.
I'm good. I'm going now. I've got to roll some lint off Lewis Smith's chest. So I'll see you later.
Thank you very much, Mark.
See ya. Send him my love.
Bye, love.
Bye.
What a nice man.
I know,
isn't
he's such a ledge. He's such a character. I love him.
Yeah, he's
If you
really
come in
good.
Here and see him, I'm always like, one, you're in a wicked outfit. Two, you're making me laugh. Three, I wish I could marry you, but.
Already taken, babes.
Yeah, he's taken.
Shall we have a little song?
Yeah, let's do
this
it.
This one's going to be.
What are you going to do for me? Can you please just make me dance?
This isn't for you. This is for my nephew Hugo.
Oh.
He's listening right now.
Hugo, this is for you. Yeah, I'll take the hit. I'll have the next one.
Bit of Carly Rae Jepsen. How about that?
All right. I really want to stop. For it, I feel like I could fly with the boy on the moon. So honey, hold my hand. You like making me wait for it. I feel like I could die.
like everything you say is a sweet revelation. All I wanna do is get into your head. That we could stay alone, you and me and the temptation. Sipping on your lips, hanging on my bed, baby. Late night watching television. But how'd we get in this position? It's way too soon. I know this isn't love, but I need to tell you something. You could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something. Yeah!
Presents
Harriet Rose.
This is FUBAR Radio. I am joined by Mike Righteous right now.
In my freestyles, I mean, it's perceived as political, but what I try to do is connect through to the personal rather than the political. And the personal is the feeling of the effects that's caused by a corrupt politician or a corrupt policeman. And them feelings are feelings of sadness and anger and pain. So that's why it comes out how it does.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I'm living in vain, and I don't wanna feel it, babe. Where are
One of the most disappointing duets of all time, I believe, really. Zayn Malik and Taylor Swift. You're obsessed with it.
No, but what I was trying to do, I was just trying to be Taylor and I was trying to make Stephen be Zayn and he was having none of it.
I'm not being Zayn Malik.
Well, you could try. This is fun.
is it a role play in the studio?
Yeah, no, it's a really, really bad duet.
So as we were coming into the studio today, you were a bit of a bag lady, weren't you? Because you had a million dresses with you. And why is that, Rosie?
I'm always a bag lady. I'm stylish.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to the BAFTAs on Sunday, darling.
Oh,
it's so fabulous.
I'm so jealous. So,
no. But yeah, I like to go every year, you know.
Right, yeah, of course. Natch. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, it's quite exciting. I am a guest of Charles Worthington this year.
Fabulous hairdresser.
Yes. And I either go with Lancome or Charles. And this year I'm going with Lancome. And I'm really excited because we just got an email saying that the Royals will be attending.
Does that mean Prince William?
William and Kate are going. Ooh. Oh, I know. This is really exciting. So I'm going to be having dinner.
They're not going to be on Charles Worthington's table, though,
no,
are they?
I don't think they'll be on my table. Well, you never know.
You never know.
Do you remember last year? Oh, no, I was talking to Lizzie about it last year, how I basically was like on a table very near to the Revenant table. I kept sneaking over because I really just wanted to find out if Leonardo DiCaprio is vegan or not. Because he never talks about it, but I'm really
He did the
environmentalist chat. Yeah. So I was just like trying to peek over at his dinner, but it didn't work. But I'm going to do the same with Wills and Kate.
Good idea. And we want you to tell us about it. Will you be allowed?
Yeah, of course I will. The thing is, security is going to be really tight.
Yeah.
Like, much more so than it usually is. It's really tight anyway. You just have to take ID. But it's a weird concept, walking the red carpet as someone that isn't a celebrity. Because you're there walking along like a lemon.
Yes, in your dress and heels.
In your dress and heels. A bit like, oh, and the worst part is, when the car pulls up, you go through the whole treatment, the man comes with his white gloves, he opens your car door, he gives you one hand to help you out, your foot comes out, everyone gets really excited, and then they just kind of go, you can feel the disappointment in the air. You're just like, oh, okay, yeah, hi, it's me, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I do that thing where I walk up the red carpet so slowly, because you don't want to do that quickly.
You want to see what's going on.
I call it professional lurking. And I professional lurk, you know, my arse off all the way up the carpet. And then last year I got up and I was like, do you know what? I haven't had enough red carpet satisfaction. So I did a little reverse.
Right.
As you do, really slowly.
Of course. Beep, beep, beep.
Yep, did that. Walked up again. I'm demonstrating.
Yeah, I can see.
And then just sort of kind of tried to rub neck, you know, see who was coming along. And then I did it again. And I was like, this is really good. Then my phone started going off and I was like, what's going on? Looked on my WhatsApp and everyone was like, Rosie, you're live on BBC News and everyone can see you doing the walking backwards thing. You have to stop.
So
I was caught red-handed on the red carpet.
That'll teach you.
Yeah, well, I won't be doing that again.
No. Well, certainly not in front of a camera.
Well, I might do it on Sunday. You never know. You know, if what's his amazing Ryan Gosling appears, I'm going to be reversing fast.
He's going, isn't he? Ryan and Emma Stone
He'll
are going.
Get me reversing faster than Prince William, I tell you.
Do you think?
Yeah. Totally, look at him. He's way more a prince in my eyes, darling.
He is very attractive. Have you seen La La Land?
Oh, have I? Yeah, I had to do a shoot dedicated to it the other week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was pretty good. You have to see it. It's next week's issue.
I'll check it out. So the BAFTAs, will you be, you're on a table, so you're having a meal.
You're having a meal, having the full works. Then I think we are at the Grosvenor for hair and makeup prep, which is exciting.
Ooh.
Charles is doing Amy Adams' hair, which I'll get to talk to him about.
That's
apparently
amazing.
She's amazing. I actually haven't met her before, but apparently she is pretty amazing. But I feel really good about going on the red carpet because I'm going to sound like an idiot now, aren't
Go
I?
Go on.
Just did a juice cleanse.
Oh, please.
Well, the thing is, right, it is my job to do these things.
Yes.
As a beauty director, you've got to try out everything. And I just went to Jason Vale's juicing retreat in Portugal, which is loved by the likes of Gary Barlow.
And Gemma Collins.
And Gemma Collins, yeah. So it was very interesting.
Yes, I remember. I actually interviewed Jason a few years ago, just after Gemma had been, and he said that she did escape once.
Oh, she escaped. How? It's very hard to escape. Not like
she I guess she just got a cab, right?
Legged it.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And
it
she
is
was
hard.
Found in a bar nearby or some such.
Do you know what? I learnt a trick. Okay, you should
hide the food in your cheeks.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, I took a few stashes because I get hangry and I'm not good to be around when I'm hangry. I took a few nuts, but I didn't actually eat them. I didn't fall off the wagon.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. But there's a trick. If you get given a smoothie, I should tell Gemma this, eat it with a spoon and don't drink it, because then your brain's like, oh, I'm getting food.
Like a soup.
Yeah, like a soup. But And we did actually get soup on this one. So
did
that,
you?
Yeah.
So what do you actually get in a day? I think people would actually be quite interested to know what you get.
Well, you get offered a colonic on arrival,
oh,
which is
lovely.
Nice.
What a treat. I'd rather a cocktail or a glass of champagne.
But... rather a cocktail than a colonic. yeah, and then you basically get you get a shot in the morning, which whether that's wheatgrass or ginger, pretty hardcore. Then you get a juice, like a smoothie juice, another juice, soup. Yeah.
So there is literally no solid food.
There is no solid food. But the thing is now, because I didn't do the full week, I was there as like a press thing. I've come back and all I can think about is you're just like a giant baguette talking to me right now. I just can't stop thinking about food.
That's just
the time.
That's my body shape, babes.
No, babes, you look
gorgeous,
ripped.
Gorgeous.
You've got a January body because you're not drinking. This is quite exciting.
That's true. Well, it's been 4 weeks now of no drinking.
Oh, well done.
But
I'm
going to guess you didn't drink on the Jason Vale.
Of course, I didn't drink on Jason Vale. Jason, I did not drink on your retreat. If you're listening, definitely did.
Yes, it's been 4 weeks. I will be, and I've loved it.
Yeah.
I will be back drinking tomorrow because it's my housemate's 33rd birthday.
Okay.
So I will
you're
be drinking.
The hit. You're going to be wild tomorrow.
I know. I'm going to have two glasses of wine and be all over the place.
Book yoga for the morning, like I told you. Saturday morning. There's your incentive to not get too
wild. It's definitely an idea.
You're not going to follow
one
through.
I'm probably not going to do.
I'm going to drag you to yoga, babe. I'm going to knock on your door.
Well, I didn't realise you live so close to me, babe.
Yeah,
so maybe.
I'm a dangerously close neighbour. It's quite interesting.
I like a bit of yoga, but I feel like seeing as it's been a long time no drinking and I'm going for it on Friday, I'm probably going to just have to, you know, go with it, like I said.
I had a little drink last night post juicing retreat,
oh,
which I was a bit scared about. I was at the Garnier launch.
You are just unstoppable.
Well, you've got to do it, babes. You've got to get out there.
Yeah,
it's our job, babes, which you know all about.
I do.
When you're not watching TV in the name of work, you're out there on the scene.
It's
I've
true,
seen
yeah.
you. But, yeah, basically, it was Garnier are doing a new launch. They've got a redhead ambassador, Angela, from The One Show.
Oh, yes.
Now an ambassador. Following likes of Holly, Willoughby, Davina.
Davina, yeah.
So there's a blonde, brunette and a redhead, which, about time, not being funny.
Yeah. And loads of people are dyeing their hair red these days.
Yeah,
very
it looks
trendy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, a lot of models I work with red hair, their hair is actually much nicer to work with. It's always in much better condition. It's much thicker.
Interesting.
I actually just booked a redhead for my shoot on Monday.
Good.
Anyway.
Diversity.
Yeah, totally. Fern Cotton is an ambassador for Garnier, so she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. I love Fern. Like, we go way back, and it was just so nice to see her. She was chatting away, full of beans. She's amazing. She just launched that new book, Happy, that she's written.
Yes, I heard about
really
this.
Nice.
But she has been talking a lot about her depression, right?
Yeah, she has.
Which no one knew about, really.
No, obviously, she kept on the DL.
Yeah.
Private.
Well, until now.
Yeah, till now. but yeah, it's interesting because I think it's really good what she's doing because by sharing it, it's making, and it's like when Frankie from The Saturday said it, it's just making it more acceptable that people can have mental health problems.
Yeah.
And what I didn't understand about it was the fact that she's kind of speaking out and it's amazing. And what she's doing for people by doing that is incredible because, you know, she could so easily not have said anything.
Yeah.
But what is good is the fact, what I don't understand is that people are now saying, why, she's got a perfect life, why would you get depression? And it's like, no, that's the whole point. Anyone can get it.
Yeah.
Anyone. So yeah, it's great that she's speaking out and making people feel better.
100%.
It's really good. It's amazing. Go Fern. So happy about
Was she there at the launch?
Yeah, I was with her last night.
Oh, so you're actually hanging out. Do you have a little chat?
Yeah, that's why I had a drink. Basically, Fern doesn't really drink very much. And then she was like, oh, should I have a glass? And I was like, oh, go on then. I did, but you know what? Because of the juicing, I literally felt it hit my tummy.
Really?
As soon as I took a sip, I was like, ooh.
What, did it make you feel a bit woozy? Or?
Yeah, straight away. Literally within about two sips, I was like, oh, okay. But I have been a bit of like, because...
How long were you on it for then, this diet?
Like 4 days.
Wow.
Three. No, but that's not
so
long.
But no solid food for 3 days.
Yeah.
That's long.
And there were people that do it for a whole month. People change their lives.
What?
It's a whole like a 28-day program. Jason
Isn't
Bale,
this how Lisa Riley lost all the weight? Do you remember Lisa Riley from Emmerdale?
Yeah. But the thing is it, can you keep it off? Because, I've done a lot of detoxes. And personally, Jason's brilliant because what he does is brilliant. But I do think that it's about finding what works for you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it worked for me, if I'm honest. I thought it was brilliant. I thought the retreat was amazing. I feel really good. But the thing that I noticed having not had solids is that I'm craving them a lot. And that might be because I left early. I think if I did it longer, then I might have come back with a different
What are you craving?
Everything under the sun. A baguette. I want a baguette right now.
Oh, we'll try and get you one, babe.
Yeah, okay. Let's
get your bag of crisps in the shop across the road.
No, don't do it. I'm trying to not fall off the wagon. I'm trying to be... I've got BAFTAs on Sunday. I need to squeeze into a dress.
True. Well, you've got your chamomile tea.
Out there. Got my really nice chamomile tea.
I'm having my Diet Coke. Not exactly so healthy. Now, and sadly, there has been some... We're talking about all these happy things. There is some sad news that came out this week, hasn't there?
Yeah, and gutted because 2017, we were doing so well.
I know, right? It had been a fairly quiet year so far.
I know.
Tara Palmer Tomkinson, socialite and reality TV star and singer, performer, like everything under the sun.
Everything.
She passed away. It was very sad.
Really? And everyone
she was only
like,
45.
I know. And it was sad because everyone was saying how, oh, you know, she's had a brain tumour. It was expected. I wasn't expecting it.
No. I mean, well, the interesting thing about that is that the brain tumour was
benign.
So at the moment, her death is apparently unexplained but not suspicious.
Okay. It's just so sad.
It came out today that her body had been was found by her cleaner.
And that she may have been heard crying or something.
Yeah, there's been a couple of stories out I've read in the press today about how she may have relapsed in recent weeks, but people don't really know. Obviously,
there's going to be so much going around this now, isn't there? And it's just like I just think people need to tread carefully and just respect the fact that she was a kind of an icon to some people.
Yeah, and she definitely represented a period of time. She obviously had many, many demons, and they were very well documented.
Yeah,
but people really loved her. Holly Willoughby was talking today on This Morning about how she just gave her a Chanel ring.
A Chanel ring. I could not believe that. And how she just said she couldn't keep her eyes off this ring. And then she just she gave it to her by putting it in her champagne flute. I was like, that is so fabulous.
So glam.
That is so Tara.
And she said, this bit of tut, it's just a ring from Chanel.
Yeah, just a Chanel. And then she said that she, when Holly said she'd had I think it was her second baby, I think it was Belle, she said that she felt like she was like a size 80 and Tara was like a size 6, but she let her into her wardrobe and just like... try everything on.
Yeah, yeah.
She sorted her out with like a really nice Chanel. Obviously Chanel. I think Tara lived in Chanel.
She was one of those like high class women, wasn't she?
Yeah. Totally.
Shopped in Chanel and Balenciaga. That was her vibe.
Yeah,
you know?
She lived in all the good stuff. Like, she's amazing.
So we're actually going to get her old "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here" co-star Christine Hamilton on the phone in a bit. She is calling from Wales. So
fingers crossed,
we can hear her. Mm. But we're going to play a couple of songs and then we'll chat some more about Tara and all the other gossip.
There's plenty of that.
That's going on in the world.
Still ain't got a job. Not working. working, I'm working as a checkout girl. At all things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. You have a fast car. See, fast enough so you can fly away. You're gonna make a decision. Leave tonight or let me die this way.
So we have Christine Hamilton on the phone. Hello, Christine. Are you there?
Steve, hello. Yes, I am.
Hello. Great to speak to you. We hear you're calling from Wales, so we won't keep you for too long. how are you?
Very well indeed, thank you.
Obviously, it was very sad news this week about Tara.
Yes, it is indeed. Very sad and very tragic and such a waste of a very talented girl.
Mm.
You obviously, so you, did you first get to know her on I'm a Celebrity? Had you met her before that?
Well, I'd met her before because I interviewed her for a television programme. And
right.
So I knew about her in advance. But the first time I met her sort of properly, as opposed to just interviewing her, was, yes, on the very first I'm a Celebrity, which was in 2002, believe it or not.
15 years ago.
I know. And she's a vivacious, entertaining, fun, you know, she's a complete sweetheart, really. It was impossible not to like her. She was fun-loving, but there was a sort of slightly crazy, zany side of her, which was immensely attractive.
Yeah.
But she was also, as we all know, an addictive personality. And although in the jungle she'd given up drugs, but she was still totally addicted to nicotine. And, of course, they weren't allowed in the jungle. So within 12 hours, she was beginning to shake. And within 24 hours, she was really shaking quite badly. So she was having rather sort of big breakdowns.
Yeah.
And we fell out, you know, the sort of strains of jungle life. We fell out.
Yes, I remember that. There were some times that were a bit awkward.
There were some moments. And so, we did not keep in touch afterwards, which was actually largely her decision, not mine. She didn't want to. But I do think it's incredibly tragic. A, obviously, because she was so young and, you know, to have a brain tumour at 45 is a pretty raw deal.
Yeah.
But also because I think she was such a wasted life. She was such a talented individual. She was, you know, she could have been, she was entertaining, she had a great way with words, she did some good journalism.
Yeah, she did.
And in particular, she was an immensely talented pianist. And you know, she took the stage with the London Symphony Orchestra, and she could have really wowed any concert platform.
But anyone that has met her says what you've just said, essentially. They all say that. She was talented, she was original, she was one of a kind, and it's a waste, essentially. It's a waste.
A tragic waste. Mm. I can't help thinking that, I mean, in her own words, she was a trust fund baby, which means she never, ever had to think about the sort of things that most of us have had to think about, i.e. making a living, getting a job, having to get out of bed in the morning and do something productive. And she's never had to do that. And, you know, I remember her saying, you know, oh, I went to a finishing school where they taught me to get out of a Lamborghini without showing my knickers. Well, you know, that's not a skill.
That is a thing, though. I have heard that.
For real life. But it kind of epitomises the sort of life that she led. And it's so tragic. And I often feel that her sister, Santa, who's married to Simon Sebag Montefiore, who's a very eminent historian, and Santa is a very successful novelist.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a sort of happy married life and children. And I know that Tara sort of looked across and thought, gosh, you know, that's what I'd like.
She wanted that,
She wanted that, and yet she sort of drove herself not to be able to have it. It's such a tragedy,
yeah.
Such a waste. And what I think is particularly tragic is that she won't be remembered for a brilliantly talented pianist. She'll be remembered as a sort of it girl and a socialite. She keeps being described as socialite, which is so vacuous.
Mm.
So I think it's sort of, you know, a double tragedy, but... you know, there it is.
Yeah,
tabloids, you know, the tabloids loved her, of course, and she played up to that. She loved being in the tabloids when it was for the right reasons, you know, being at a party or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's deeply sad, and I'm desperately sad about it, even though, you know, we had fallen out. That's not the point. That doesn't matter.
No, of course.
No, it doesn't matter. Not on a show like that, anyway.
No, exactly. I mean, they designed the show.
Yeah.
To fall out. I just think it's a tragic waste of what she could have been.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Christine, it's really nice to have your thoughts on her. Did you ever bump into her at all afterwards, or was that really the last time you saw her?
Well, she said, not me, because I would never say this, because it's not how I feel about anyone. She said that she never wanted to see me or speak to me again.
Oh.
Was that the jungle talking?
Yes, probably. But, I mean, we did actually bump into each other. We were both in, by chance, not on the same programme, we were both in an ITV together, and a lift door opened. And I was in the lift, and she was about to get in, and she just drew back.
Oh, really?
No.
Yes. So that was, you know, it was her decision, not mine, because I would never, ever cut anybody out.
No, of course.
Like that. It was quite dramatic, but that was...
That was kind of her thing as well, though, wasn't it? She had a flair for the dramatic. Yeah. And
it's quite small in the ITV lift situation, isn't it? It's not like the widest of spaces.
But I think, you know, I think that was the sort of addictive Tara speaking. It was... You know, not her real way, because we never did anything that would really should have caused her to behave like that.
No, of course.
You know, we had some great fun times together. That's what I remember. I don't hold any of that against her.
No.
It would be ridiculous. So we had some good times, and that's what I hold on to and remember.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Christine. And
it was
really, really great to have your thoughts on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See, so it's interesting. Even though they weren't friends, she still had nice things to say.
I mean, literally, if someone said to me, "I never want to see you again," I don't know how fondly I'd want to talk about them. But it's clearly Tara has that kind of impression on people.
Well, and also, I think she probably like Tara had a flair for the dramatic, didn't she? So, did you ever meet her?
I have been in the same room as her. I've never been introduced to her.
Yeah, same.
But she's one of those people that's always around, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Like, I never actually got the privilege of meeting.
You always
really
kind of
annoying.
Thought that she'd be one of those socialites in their 60s, like in their Chanel suits and pearls, like wandering around a premiere kind of thing.
Just always there.
So it's very sad that it ended the way that it has. I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens next. And I don't know if you had Prince Charles even commented. Because he was her godfather.
Well, she was at the royal wedding, wasn't she? She's very connected to the royals.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
massively. But like, and she's really close to Charles, like really close.
Yeah, they used to see each other fairly regularly. I think when she was in the depths of her addiction problems, probably less so.
Yeah,
because I imagine that she surrounded herself with less than desirable people.
I'm imagining.
But you know, that's the way things go.
It was
interesting
that she went on the jungle, because I remember that so clearly when it launched. I remember being in school and being like, what is this show? And and that was the whole thing, that the big deal was that she was on it. Like, that was the big selling point for the show, is that Tara was going on. But it was just that's interesting that she put herself in that position as an addict. You know, like, you know.
Well, I think she'd recovered a lot at that point. One of her many rocky things. But
well,
then they had to hear.
Addicted to nicotine, even, that's going to be a real struggle.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's actually quite interesting. You see quite a lot of people, when they come off drugs or alcohol, the one thing they cannot give up is cigarettes.
Yeah.
I find that really interesting. You'd think
can't.
If you were wanting to give up vices, you'd go for all of them.
But it's weird, because I just think. Because I've had people say that. I've spoken to celebrities that have said that to me. And I don't get it, because I'm not a smoker. But they're apparently told that's smoking is the one thing that isn't going to change your personality. So if you're going to keep any of the things that you're doing, keep that. But it is going to probably kill you in the process. So I don't know how that advice really goes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best advice. No. But, you know, if it makes people stop the other things,
yeah,
then
maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, it's a pretty sad state of affairs, really, the whole
it
thing,
is.
Isn't it?
So keep yourself glued to OK Online, because I'm sure we're going to have plenty of updates on that. We've had plenty of stories come out so far.
Yeah.
There will be loads
I feel
more.
Like there's so much about to come out about that.
Definitely.
I feel like more people are going to step forward and talk about her. And I actually am really enjoying hearing the lovely stories from people.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Even like Holly talking today about her giving her that ring.
Yeah.
Blimey, when I saw her at a party, why didn't I go and compliment her dress?
Got yourself a free Chanel dress.
A Chanello.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens next. And obviously the fact that her death remains unexplained. People said it was because of her brain tumour, but who knows?
We'll wait
and see.
Yeah.
How about a bit of an upbeat song now?
Can we, please?
I heard earlier Harriet playing a bit of Madonna and it's inspired me.
Oh, yes, let's do Madge.
Bit of Madge, Express Yourself.
Love it.
Make him express how it feels and make
Line on FUBAR Radio.
I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun. No, you're not fooling anyone.
Yeah, I was swaying. I wasn't dancing like I was to obviously Taylor and Zane, but you know.
You can't really dance to Taylor and Zane.
Yeah, you can. I was. You weren't.
I certainly wasn't. It's not, just not my ting. Do you know what I mean?
I've got the moves, babes.
You certainly do. Now, friend of the of OK Magazine,
yes.
Stephanie Davis.
Yeah, she's a very good friend of OK
Magazine.
She's a very
good friend of the magazine. And this week, for those who, I mean, I assume you probably know who she is, she was a former Hollyoaks actress who then went on Celebrity Big Brother last year, got pregnant with her fellow co-star.
Not on the show. She didn't get pregnant
afterwards, she got pregnant by her co-star, Jeremy McConnell. She had the baby in January and...
We did the cover.
She was on the cover last week. Talking about how gorgeous he is, little Caban Albie.
Caban, where's that name from? Did we establish
this? I'm going to guess the top of her head. I have no idea.
I'm thinking that.
But this week on This Morning, Jeremy McConnell was on discussing... His one and only interview, one only TV interview.
I missed this, and you are the TV man.
Well,
so
I watch This Morning every day, part of my job. I get paid to do that.
I'm very jealous.
You get to go to Portugal.
Yeah, this is true. I did get to go to Portugal.
he did a DNA test live on the show.
Right.
So, what do you think about that?
Right, so when... I'm glad... Right. I'm just glad that... Yeah, okay. DNA test live on the show. We're not talking anything kind of... you know, nothing's getting revealed here. It's just a swab.
No, it was he did a swab which was being sent to her people.
Because this morning I'm known for getting, you know, areas out live on the show when it comes to things.
Oh, yeah,
like
there
that.
Was no, you didn't have to get his willy out. No,
okay, that's what I was going to say, but
none
I didn't want
to
say that.
You just have to swab around the mouth.
Okay, right. Can't say I've had to deal with this personally, so I'm not really, you know, revised on
no,
all this.
No, no jerking off in a cup, none of that.
No, none of that. So basically, he's done that live. That he's demanding this DNA test. He's been really livid about this for a while, mm-hmm. and nothing has come of it. She's keeping not tight-lipped. I wouldn't say that about Steph, but that's kind of physically impossible for her. But yeah, she won't kind of confirm it, and it's just so strange.
Well, it's got a bit confusing because on the show they talked about a contract which Phil Schofield said he would not sign.
Right.
If it was him that was in Jeremy's position.
What contract?
They can't explain anything more than that.
What? Oh,
so we
so
don't know. Part of the contract was you can't talk about the contract.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
So it's all a bit of a drama-rama.
A personal contract or a showbiz one? Say, like, when
I
they came out
I think it was
of
everything. I think, no, so it was around being the father, around the fatherhood duties and blah, blah, blah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
All that Phil said was that it affected every area of Jeremy's life and he wouldn't sign it if it was him.
Okay, right.
But do you think it was right of him to go on this morning and do that?
No. In a word, no. I think it's just keep your personal life personal. And I just think it's a bit bad taste. And I think I understand this guy is frustrated, clearly. I mean, it would drive me up the wall, this sort of situation. Can't say I've ever been in that situation.
No, definitely not.
But it's, you know, I think of all the shows out there, this morning's a good one. I mean, it's pretty, it's a very tasteful morning show.
Yeah.
You're in safe hands with Holly and Phil.
Yeah.
But I just think maybe it's a step too far for those two. I just think, when are they going to stop? Like, I'm surprised the birth wasn't kind of put on YouTube for us to all sit and watch.
That's very true. I think it's actually quite a tough one because what he was saying, and it's a fair point.
Yeah, see, I didn't watch it, so maybe if I watched it, I'd have more to say. Tell me what he said.
So he was saying that he feels like his reputation is being dragged and he can say or do little about it because she's the one with the baby and the press attention.
Right.
So he felt
and the OK magazine
and
cover.
And the OK magazine cover.
Maybe he's just miffed because he's not on the cover of OK magazine.
He's been on it a couple of times.
Yeah, he has.
When they were together.
Yeah. Oh, that was a fun old shoot.
Did you do the shoot?
No, but I was in the office the next day to hear the stories.
Okay.
It was interesting.
I bet, yeah.
She had a bit of chocolate in her hair.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh.
From the chocolate love.
Chocolate love? What's that mean?
Well, they just like chocolate, the two of them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting one. I guess we're going to see what happens coming along the line.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what else has been happening this week, and I am very excited about this. And it's not the usual normal thing I would get excited about, to be honest.
Yeah.
Tom Jones.
Right. Yeah. This is really exciting.
He is a 76-year-old man,
and he's found love.
And he's found love.
It's so good.
Now let's clarify. His wife did die last year.
Yeah, I know. Really
so that's
tragic.
Sad.
I know. And do you know what? He wrote a really interesting article in a publication that I won't say because probably a competitor. Uh-huh. Because the only magazine you should read is OK Magazine, obviously.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, and I don't know. It was really interesting. She was talking a lot about his affairs and how he had a lot of them over the years, mm-hmm. and how she managed to sort of stamp him down, how to make him behave, blah, blah. And then, I don't know, the whole thing just read really quite sadly. And so, yeah, it is sad. But I am happy for him that he's found
well,
love.
Yeah, and with Priscilla Presley.
I know, of all people. This is quite a nice little match.
Yeah, funny because of all the times he's on The Voice, he's always talking about his friendship with Elvis and et cetera, et cetera. But isn't, don't you think that's cool? 76 years old, you can still find love.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And also, I don't think it matters that he was mates with Elvis and, you know, there's that link. If anything, it's quite nice.
Elvis has been gone a very long time.
He has been gone a while. We've mourned Elvis a few times. Yeah, he's gone. So, I think it's lovely. I think that why shouldn't he, you know? I think it's, I think we all live a lot longer than we used to and he's still living life to the full. He's still, you know, at his peak.
He's doing very well on The Voice.
Well,
he's back.
Yeah, he's on Saturday night primetime television. He's bawling.
Yeah. He's bawling.
Why not have a nice bawling. Relationship? Good for you, Tom Jones.
I agree. Do you watch The Voice? You a fan? No?
Right. I did like it. I like the concept. Right. I do really like the concept. The thing that put me off, I used to style the contestants quite a lot.
Did you? And after the show or during?
During and after.
Interesting.
And what was interesting for me was that, like, I'd get really excited because I'd do a contestant and they'd be tipped to win and then they would go. And also, even the person that would win would kind of just disappear off the radar. So I kind of lost interest.
Right.
Like, there's, for whatever reason, there isn't much sustainability with the voice winners. Whereas with The X Factor, when I worked on that show, really, like...
I didn't know you worked on X Factor.
Yeah, with One Direction year. So if you compare that to, like, some girl that worked in McDonald's that continued to work in McDonald's after she left The Voice,
yeah,
it doesn't really compare. I just get less excited
there
about
There's Becky Hill. She's the only one that's made it from The Voice.
And she's good?
She is good. She's more... She, like, features on a lot of artist tracks and stuff.
Yeah.
She has some songs you'd recognise. But, yeah, on the whole, The Voice just doesn't really seem to work, does it?
I don't know why, because the concept's brilliant. And it is so good. It should work. It's, you know, the whole... You know, I really love the fact that it's not all, like... you know, sold on the fact that the judges are wearing, like, fancy outfits.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and I like the fact that it, you know, it's not superficial at all. It's about The Voice, which is what it should be about. It basically does stick two fingers up at X Factor, the whole concept, doesn't it? It's a bit like,
yeah,
we are about talent here and nothing else.
I think what was interesting about The Voice, though, compared BBC to ITV, is that when it was on the BBC, they turn around at the end of every contestant and tell them where they'd done badly and what they'd done well. And they'd usually always say, oh, if we knew what you'd look like, we would have well, it's called The Voice,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
But on the ITV version, they'd give them no feedback whatsoever if they don't turn around. Yeah. I quite like that.
Yeah.
I quite like that.
I think it's, and it's also, it cuts out all the crap.
Cut out all the crap.
It just
right.
sort of moves the show swiftly along.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom,
boom,
we're done.
Filter out all the crap, and we're there. But I don't know. It was funny as well. I remember when we used to do shoots with OK, and they would come, like, if we did a voice contestant, the camera crew would just turn up, and usually they don't tell you, so you're like, oh crap, what am I wearing?
You'd be on the Saturday night show,
And then it would be like, oh, and behind the scenes this week, and it would be me being like, don't film me. But it was quite frustrating in a way, because you would really have, you know, your heart set on a contestant. And they would just, I don't know, for whatever reason, it would never work out. And then you'd have, I remember working on it when, who's that guy that was really good friends with Amy Winehouse? Here's an example, I can't even remember his name.
Don't know.
He was on the first
series. Oh, James series. Something.
He was supposed to be massive. And I remember being really excited about him, being like, yeah, I styled him. This is going to change my career. It's going to be amazing. And then it was like, gone. Don't know where he is now.
Yeah, it's a shame, right?
Yeah, so for that reason, for me, it loses its appeal for me.
Yeah, it's a fair one.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah, we need some more celebs coming out of it.
We do.
We need another One Direction, please.
That would be ideal, but I'm just going to say pretty unlikely.
Yeah, pretty unlikely.
Shall we play a little track?
Yeah, let's do it.
How do you fancy some Jason Derulo?
I love Jason Derulo.
And he's hot.
Yeah.
I actually have interviewed him in the OK Office
before. I styled him.
Look at us. Look at us with all our stories.
He hung out in our office. He came in to do a shoot and then he sort of did the rounds. And then when he left, he went, where am I? And I was like, he just had no idea what he was doing.
Poor guy.
I know.
Well, let's listen to a bit of his song, Jason Get Ugly. How about that?
Oh,
Ladies, let your hair down. Let your hair down. He's about to get out. Oh my, oh my, oh my God. This girl straight and this girl not. Tipsy off that piece of rock, like. Ching-a-lang-lang, ching-a-lang-a-lang-lang. Jeans so tight, I can see loose change. Do your thang thang, girl, do that thing, like. Cutting pretty face and girls trying to press each other. When the mother come with freaks, you ain't none but trouble. Baby, I'ma take some only cause I love you.
Get ugly. Diddle it, diddle it, diddle it, diddle it. Diddle it, diddle it, diddle it, diddle it.
Yeah.
Diddle it, diddle it, diddle it, diddle it.
Get ugly, man.
Get ugly.
Diddle it, diddle it, diddle it, diddle it.
Diddle it, diddle it, diddle it, diddle it. Diddle it, diddle it, diddle it, diddle it. Diddle it, diddle it. Damn, that's ugly.
Bruh. I can't even lie. I'm about to be that guy. Someone else gon' have to drive me home. Break that thing. Do your thing, thing, girl. Do that thing, like.
that's ugly.
Hey, Rick. Hey, this bitch give me that ugly face, man. And I'm undercover free, so ain't nothing but trouble. Baby, I'ma tell you some, only cause I love you. People all around the world.
Presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
With me in the studio is Mr. Reese Shearsmith.
People only are interested in the last 20 seconds where it gives them this massive kick of a twist. The trouble now is we've done so many of them that in itself is that it's like a game of where you're trying to second guess. Shall we do the twist that they think we're going to do or the one that they think we might do? But then we should do that one. Sometimes we get there and we think they'll be onto us by now. So we go, but we revert back to what we originally thought they would think. But they'll think that we won't do that because that's too obvious. But then we will do the obvious.
It sounds like mental torture. I mean, you sound hellish. Like a mentally ill person.
I know.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark
from 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Trying on not to fall on the way home. You were trying to wear me down, down. Kissing up on fences and up on walls. On the way home, I guess it's all working out now. Cause there's still too long to the weekend. Too long till I drown in your hands. Too long since I've been a fool. Oh yeah. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew loving could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. Never ever wanted to be so bad, oh. You're driving me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild.
Wild, wild, wild. Hey! We were like you and I. Two blue hearts locked in our wrong mind. So can we make the most out of no time? Can you hold me? Can you make me leave my demons and my broken pieces behind?
Oh. Is there still too long till the weekend? Too long till I drown in your hands? Too long since I've been a fool. Oh yeah. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. Turn away and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. You make my heart shake, bend and break. But I can't turn away and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. Never ever
And we've got our next guest in the studio already.
Isn't he beautiful?
Isn't he beautiful? Tay-Tay
is a feast for the eyes today.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good,
how are
thank you, darling.
I'm good. I'm looking a bit like Dennis the Menace.
No,
I don't
you're
know
not.
About feast the eyes.
I
hair's
did just
all spiky.
Say, I complimented his hair and he came back going, no, this is not the look right now. This is not right. I'm like, seriously,
he's
babe.
Too busy getting ready for Fashion Week and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but he's wearing Balenciaga shoes, so it doesn't matter. It's all about the shoes.
Basically, everyone that's listening, just think of Dennis the Menace. That's how my hair looks
no,
like right now.
That's not
Dennis
true.
The Menace wasn't blonde.
I'm going to tweet a picture. No, this is true. This is true. He may have had a bit of a relapse, but no.
So, Tay-Tay, you are always in the press. You are always in the press. You're always at the parties. How might people know you?
Well, I'm in a band called Franklin Lake, but I'm probably best known that everyone knows me for is me being probably the catalyst towards Zoe Ball's breakup. I say catalyst towards the Zoe Ball breakup. Yeah,
which wasn't your fault. I'd like to put out there. It's true.
I may have been the catalyst towards the breakup, but I don't say it's my fault, and it's not my kind of problem. Like a married woman shouldn't have been out that time
in a gay bar.
Yeah, she's allowed to be out. Yeah. But I mean, like, you're a married woman. When I found out, like, she was a married woman with two kids, I was mortified. Like, we obviously shared a little Christmas meaningless kiss, and yeah.
Yeah, so you just saw the mistletoe and that was it.
But I'm
then
a young
you,
boy.
So you tried to move on from that. Then a lovely journalist asked you recently, what do you think about getting a new boyfriend?
So you thought that was all.
Do you know, I wish her the best of luck. And.
Do you still fancy her?
I had my beer goggles on that night.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She is. She is a pretty lady. Mm. But yeah.
What do you make of her moving in with her new bloke then? Because according to the press, you weren't that impressed.
I wish her the best of luck and good luck in her newfound, I don't know if we call her a relationship yet, but good luck to her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I just feel sorry for the kids kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit too soon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you get worried when these things happen and this is going to be linked to you forever?
Yeah, I'm trying to steer away from
trying
that.
Trying to shake it off.
Trying to shake it off.
He walks in and we're like, so tell us about Zoe.
Oh, hi.
Well, it turns out that's not the only person you've been linked to, because there was also a story about Sam Smith that I read.
That's so easy to deal with and
you're
answer.
Just
like
a celebrity magnet, aren't
myself
you?
And Sam are just friends, and that is it. When that story come out, we just woke up next morning and was just laughing about it. I was like, what the hell is this?
What, you woke up next to him?
No. We was messaging each other. We found it funny.
But he gets linked to loads of people.
Yeah, he gets linked left, right and centre, doesn't he?
So.
Bit of a dark horse, I'd say.
Yeah, right?
He actually shot his video on my road in Beauvoir.
Did he?
Out the window and I was like, where's Sammy boy? Oh. Is he going to the deli? No, there's a
camera. Was this pre or post weight loss?
This was pre-weight loss. I think he did a juice cleanse like me, babe.
He looks good, to be
he
fair.
He does look good, but it was quite a lot of weight. Came off quite quickly.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah,
he looks a little bit too much like an ex-boyfriend of mine, though. Some of them. I'm a bit dubious, to be honest. But obviously, so what you want to focus on
is the music.
It's the music.
It's never that easy, though.
Once
you enter Celebville, that's it, my friend. But you know, it's still good. You've got raw talent. You're showing it off.
We've got a chance, obviously, like perform alongside the likes of Union J, Ella Air, Ben Haynow, Paloma Faith.
Yeah.
Like our first single hit number 9 in the music pop charts as well, which was great.
So, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So tell us about Franklin Lake. What's the deal? What are you up to?
Well, we've got our single coming out on the, getting the dates correct, 24th of February, which is available on pre-order now. And we've just recently recorded in Abbey Road Studios.
Amazing.
Which was like a big highlight of us. Towards the end of last year, hoping to go to performing alongside the likes of Britney Spears, Ella Air, no, not Ella Air, I'm repeating myself, Britney Spears, Alicia Keys, Earth, Wind and Fire in Bulgaria on the 2nd of June. It's for a charity single, so yeah.
Amazing.
That's incredible.
It's like a charity single. Everyone's
are you a bit scared about that?
It's one of our biggest gigs.
Yeah.
It's 45,000 people in the Sofia Stadium or something.
Oh, Sofia, yeah. The capital.
That's it.
The capital
That's
of Bulgaria.
That's
yeah.
it.
That's amazing. It's an actual... Have you done stadiums before?
We've done Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Old Trafford.
It's pretty impressive.
LA
and
era. is it like Union J.
Absolutely cacky.
Yeah,
well.
It's great.
But amazing. That's making my knees kind of get nervous just talking about it.
You've done live TV before. You've been on This Morning.
Yeah, but that's different. When you do live TV, you feel like you're just sat in someone's lounge.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, when you think about the gazillion people.
That's true. Yeah.
But yeah, I can't say I've done a stadium tour myself.
No, that's true.
Our first stadium was Old Trafford,
our first stadium was, so.
That's amazing.
So where are the rest of the band tonight?
Well, preparing for Fashion Week.
Fashion Week is coming up. Obviously, I'm really excited about this.
We're at the same event, ain't we?
Yeah, we are. We're at Pam Hogg at the same time.
Oh, Pam Hogg. Yeah. I've heard of her. She's a name I've heard of.
That's good to know. really exciting. But I guess, imagine, for me, I can actually get away with... Well, I wouldn't wear the same outfit every day, but I can get away with wearing black and being very...
trendy.
Journalist about the whole
thing. Busy. Got to go back to the office. Bye-bye.
Whereas you have to actually style it out epically for show. Because I've been at shows with celebs before, and in between shows, they have to... You know, the timetable's quite tight. You've literally got to leg it if you want to make it.
There's like 10 shows in one day for us as well.
Yeah, and if you're late, you're not getting in. Yeah. And the press are there.
Yeah, I guess you can't be muscling into your seat when the show started, can you?
No, but they physically won't let you in. Mm. So then you have to do the Yui Walk of Shame out of the show. And people, and obviously if you're famous, then you're going to get papped doing that. And then if you are on Celebville Circuit, you've got to get changed in between each show because you've got to wear...
Do they get changed in their cars? How does it
work? I don't even know. How are you doing it?
We've actually got the Century Club grooming room. That's actually doing it. So they've actually sorted this out for us so we can go back, get our hair, makeup, nails, if anything.
Get money.
They're doing all of that as well. This is all good. And the facilities for us to change. So thank you very much to the Century Club.
Do you enjoy all of that stuff? It sounds like you do.
Yeah, it's fun. Meet new people and show face. But I'm more like into the music stuff. So we're always constantly in the studio recording and writing new original music. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's just the extra bonus stuff, so...
But then that's the way that you get your face recognised, right? And then that's maybe get you more people interested and people wanting to talk to you and...
See, Franklin Lake originally started off as a five-piece. Here's a bit of an exclusive.
Okay.
We started off as a five-piece band... but the other three members wasn't committed enough, so they liked to go to the fancy events and the red carpet premieres and stuff like that, but when it comes to the actual
job itself
being musicians and being in the studio, basically that's the bit where they didn't commit to, so you've got to find that balance. But now we're a two.
Right.
We're officially at the two.
Okay.
We're a duo. We're
That's
a pop
amazing.
Duo.
Okay.
Made up of myself and Jude Reed. So we're
That's
a duo.
Amazing.
Because we're just literally there just working on the music and the events and stuff. Yes, it's nice to go to. Yes, it's nice to meet people. But more being in the studio, we've more enjoyed doing.
Do you not find it quite tiring? Because I find it knackering. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. And I'm not a celebrity.
Now, hold on a second. I just want to play devil's advocate here.
What?
We are not saving lives here. You know, we're not working in
the hospital for five minutes. I always say it's PR, not ER, because that's how people talk about it.
Yeah.
But what I mean is that, like, when you go to these events all the time and you've got to, I call it eyes and teeth, you've got to be on form all the time.
True.
You can't give any less than 100% when you're at those things. You literally can't get away with it. So it's all fun. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's so fun. But you're like, yeah, it is.
Smile and wave.
Very tired.
Smile and wave.
By the queen.
Smile and wave.
Yeah. And you're always constantly a bit like, oh, have I said
it? It is tiring, but we enjoy it. We're on a journey at the moment.
Yeah.
We're on a journey.
But mention X Factor, like, we're doing it all the organic way. Like, we're not coming off of a reality TV show such as The X Factor, The Voice, or Britain's Got Talent, or any show that's out there. We're doing it ourselves, getting our name out there, going up and down the country, gigging. So we are on a journey and we're doing it the organic way of, I think, how it should be done.
Why do you not want to do that then?
I think it's more challenging and more fun doing it how we're doing it. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be too easy going off of a TV, coming off of a TV show such as The X Factor, because you're going to get that big following and it's like being handed to you on a plate. But then again, it's what you do after that.
Yeah.
So I think the people that come off of a show on The X Factor, where do you see them? Like, a lot of people say in the press, like, what happens to them after? What happens to the X Factor winner? Like, we're on the same circuit as people that's come off of a show off the X Factor. So it shows that we are giving 110% and we're still pushing on.
You're still credible performers and artists without having to have the ITV stamp behind you, is what you're saying, essentially. I think that's really good, and I think it's quite rare these days, to be honest. Like, you don't really hear of it much at all. But say things were to hit the fan.
Yep.
Would you consider it then?
We wouldn't say no to any TV shows, but right now we're just focused on doing it ourselves. And
good for you. Music way, so, that's brilliant. That's very refreshing.
What do you think of other boy bands on the circuit at the moment? The Vamps, the Union Jays, the...
Yeah, they're all great musicians. Like, I've been out with the Vamps as well, so the Vamps are really cool. They're fun boys to get on with. But I can actually officially say we're not actually a boy band.
We're a duo,
so we're not a boy band, so there's no competition there.
Okay, just Jedward.
Just, I didn't even think about that.
Well, they're technically a musical duo.
Well, they don't perform anymore, do they?
Excuse me.
They're not performing on Big Brother.
I fancy Jedward, both of them.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, you can't fancy one and not the other, really, can you?
That's true.
I don't know why I've just confessed that on it. It's quite embarrassing.
Well,
really,
I get you. They're handsome boys. I just think they're a bit much.
They're ripped. Have you seen they're ripped?
Are they?
Apparently. I've heard that they've been in the gym.
Wow.
They're a bit like,
I
think they're the Justin Biebers of pop world.
The Justin Biebers?
Yeah, they annoy everyone. They annoy the hell out of everyone, and then they're going to come out with this amazing album and everyone's going to be converted
to Jedward Planet.
Jedward Planet.
That's what they call themselves.
Fair enough.
Planet Jedward, Have you got a name for your fans?
We call them Frankies.
Frankies. I like that.
Frank and Lake Frankies.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Were you not tempted to change the name once it just became a duo?
No, because do you know what? It was myself and Jude that actually came up with the name Franklin Lake.
Yeah.
Like, the whole name came about. We were just thinking, oh, let's think of a good boy band name. We ended up looking on Google Maps. We ended up on, like, Google Maps, obviously. Yeah. We ended up searching on Google Maps, and we went to America. And then from America, we went to New Jersey. And in New Jersey, we zoomed in. And then we found this place called Franklin Lake. It's a famous lake in New Jersey. So we haven't visited Franklin Lake, but
I think
that's a goal.
You're gonna have
for
to.
Us. That's a dream.
I think you
for
might
us,
have so. To do that. What if you go there and it's like an absolute dump?
Yeah, it's a pollution.
I've actually gone on Google Images. Franklin Lake looks nice.
The lake looks nice. That's reassuring. That's good to know.
Strip off and go skydiving.
I do think you should probably visit and maybe do a gig there
on Franklin Lake.
Yeah, Franklin Lake on Franklin Lake.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, it's kind of good. So what other artists do you kind of admire as an artist?
We look up to everyone that's like all the current musicians that's in the charts at the moment.
Don't all say really boring people. I want to hear the good ones.
I'm not even gonna like name anyone, because like everyone that's in the charts at the moment is obviously doing something well. They're delivering really good music, and obviously people in the past. I won't say boring people in the past, but like you've got Whitney Houston,
okay, good one,
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I'll let you off.
Celine Dion.
yeah.
But I mean, no, there's so many people like John Legend. Everyone say
Oh,
well,
John
I believe we have an exclusive first play of your track.
It's called Glad We Met, actually.
So that's very exciting.
Are you glad we met?
It's called Glad We Met. It's about just people meeting each other for the first time and hitting off and no kissing.
Yeah, because that doesn't always end up so
well.
Doesn't always end up so well, does it? Eh? Oh, he's looking shy now, isn't he?
Oh, he's all coy. Oh, bless you.
I actually wrote the chorus to this song, just saying. So if you check out the chorus as well, it's like, you got that one thing. You got that something.
And when is it out? When can people get
it? It's available on pre-order at the moment. So, and the release date is on the 24th of February. So actually, everyone, make sure you go behind that track and get it.
Well, we're going to keep it on the old playlist for FUBAR. So thanks for coming in today, Tay Tay.
It's been lovely here. Like, I'm so smiley right now. My cheekbones have enhanced.
You were nervous coming in, I could tell.
I was. It's because my hair, my Dennis the Menace hair.
Why would you worry about your hair on
radio?
Babe?
I know. Well, I think we've got a live Facebook Live going on. So hello to everyone that's on Facebook Live.
Hi, Facebook Live. And I love his hair.
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful? Look, I'm stroking it.
Gorgeous.
It's so nice. It feels nice, doesn't it?
Do you actually think?
Yeah.
It feels like, what do you call it when you, what's it called?
What?
When you... doing painting, decorating.
The thing when you
what
a roller.
A roller?
No, not a roller.
Paint.
Sandpaper.
Sandpaper. There we go. On that note, Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Tay Tay.
Tay Tay, you're a lovely guy.
First day of Glad We Met by Franklin Lake.
Can't wait.
Can't help the way that I feel. You got that one thing. You got that something. Wanted you from the moment we met. Can't stop the feelings I feel. Got my heart pumping. You're second to nothing. I'm so glad. So glad that we met, baby. Girl, it's nice to meet ya. I won't use cheesy lines to please ya. But let me follow you on Insta. Oh, please don't go on like a diva. Just let it go. Don't fight the feeling. Cause me and you both could be winning. You're pretty smiles got my head spinning round and round. I don't have to wait no more. Cause you're in front of me. Here's the keys to me, I'm yours. Walking through an open door. It's like a movie scene. A fairy tale for sure. Can't help the way that I feel.
Filming adulthood because I wasn't around like anyone else really. Brotherhood, I was just with the kids.
With the kids.
You stayed so mature and professional when you were doing like the kissing scenes and the sex scenes. How did you prepare yourself for that?
Vodka.
No, I like that.
I'm not gonna lie.
Every Friday.
Back row and chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
When you come around, I know you're
think that you got me down. Funny, cause you couldn't be more wrong. I feel you right back. I bet you hate that.
Instagramming there to be paying any attention
and
to
I, and I didn't actually even send the lovely Instagram. I was like, we look a bit like, if you have a look on the Twitter handle for FUBA, me and Stephen look like a happy married couple.
We do.
We really do. We look like
adorable.
We just look so adorable.
Sadly, you know, it's not making its way.
So it's not really going to happen.
It's not going to happen at the moment, is it?
But no. Oh, well.
How nice was Tay Tay, though?
Oh, wasn't he sweet?
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. He wants to move away from the Zoe Ball stuff, but that's how we first came to fame.
Zoe Ball.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I know. But
he's a nice guy, and I think he can do it if that's a good song that we played there.
Yeah,
so,
and he's written himself, which, you know, credit to him.
Yeah.
And he's not on kind the X Factor.
Yeah.
Credit.
It gave me kind of Union J vibes. I kind of got that, like, upbeat boy band kind of.
Yeah, and they have
they're not
good
a boy
look.
Band. Duo.
They're a duo. No. They're not a band. Yeah, I don't know how he felt about you referring to him as, you know, a Jedward. That's why I kind of divert it off by saying that I have a crush on both members of Deadwood.
Don't you call me out, Rosie. I shan't have it. Now, it's been a big week in showbiz,
yeah,
and
it
kicked off with a big one. Mm. Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl.
Yes, yeah, this is when I was juicing, so you're going to have to fill me in. Like, I was just in my juicing.
You were too busy juicing to watch Lady Gaga.
I was doing yoga and juicing and being one of those people.
Awful.
Awful.
Are you a Gaga fan?
Right, honestly, I her music's amazing. I don't know if I'm a fan of
You're not a little monster.
I'm not a monster, no.
No.
I had friends that used to say, my Lady Gaga obsession knows no bounds. Like, literally, they were like that, and I was like, what? I don't understand. It's funny how she started off her career being quite a girly girl, and she used to actually hang out with, like, Paris Hilton and things like that.
Yeah, when she was just Stephanie Germanotta.
Yeah, and she had, do you remember, she had a bow on her head made of her own hair?
Yeah.
And that was about as extreme as she got, and she wore Ray-Bans, and it was like,
like a leotard.
Yeah, that was it. Leotard bow on her head. Like, I don't know. Like Ariana Grande, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then it all got a bit meat dressed, didn't it?
I know, I love that meat dress. Though.
Oh, I did love that meat dress.
When she made Cher hold her meat purse.
Oh my God. Go up to a vegan and be like, you hold my purse. It's not going to work.
It's pure steak.
Yeah.
So you didn't see this, you haven't seen the Super Bowl performance?
No, I've seen glimpses of it, but I haven't seen the whole performance.
It was impressive.
She's got a good set of lungs on her.
She certainly does. She sang the whole thing live, which you could tell, which doesn't always happen.
Doesn't always happen.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
But she did a really good job. The only thing I did think, she sang a load of her hits.
Mm.
She did Born This Way and Bad Romance and Let's Dance. I didn't think they were her best songs. I think she could have chosen better ones.
Well, do you know what? I actually went to see her in concert about a year and a half ago at the O2, and it wasn't very busy.
What?
It wasn't busy, no. There was a whole areas that were empty. And she was just singing new stuff, and she wouldn't sing any of the classics.
Oh, my God.
And she even said on stage, like, she listed the names, like, those of you that are here to see the Poker Faces and the Just Dances and the Judas, whatever that song is. She was like, yeah, like, you're great, but my diehard fans are here to hear me play this. And that was like 80% of us bored then. We were like, okay, wicked. I think we left early. So, yeah, I think maybe she had her time and then, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I have to say it was super impressive that she performed
at
the Super Bowl. She can really sing. She can play the piano.
Yeah.
She can dance. She did the whole kit and caboodle.
She's so good at piano.
She is. Did you see the beginning of it, at least, where she jumped off the roof of the stadium?
No, I told you I was juicing with my leg in the air. What can I say?
With your leg in the air?
Yoga, babes.
Do you need to do both at the same time?
Yeah, you do.
Makes it like work twice as hard.
A beauty director, you have to do yoga with your leg in the air.
I see.
And a green juice in the other hand.
If you haven't seen it,
I'll go home and watch it tonight.
You won't.
I will.
I've got a feeling you won't.
I'll do it now if you don't believe me. Jeez.
But yeah, I was hoping for a bit more. There was no special performances or anything like that. But,
nothing. I'm still loving the fact that, you know, that time when Leo kind of roasted her and got busted.
Oh,
apparently then he came out and said, no, the Grammys, babes. I don't think Leo goes to those.
Oh, no, not the Grammys.
One of those. But he actually said, Golden Globes, that's it.
I knew it was a G.
He said that her and him were laughing about it afterwards.
Yeah, I bet they were.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
He clearly was roasting her.
Yeah, if you didn't see it, people, it was Gaga went up to accept an award and Leonardo was laughing at his table. So as she walked past him, she basically like elbowed him in the head, didn't she?
He nudged her and he was like, oh, yeah.
It's like he actually realised what was happening.
Yeah, he basically cackled.
Poor Gaga.
I'm so excited, though, about award season. I know it's like happening now.
Oh, God.
I'm just so excited.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to the Brits as well. I'm really excited. Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to the Sony party.
The after party?
Yes.
I've done the Sony after party before. I met Harry Styles.
I usually do Warner.
Do
myself.
You?
Yeah, I'm a Warner girl, but not anymore.
Where will it be?
Don't know. It's a mystery location. We're not allowed to know.
Really?
It will be confirmed at times. It's all super secret.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know, it's so exciting. But yeah, tell me about when you met Harry Styles, because I personally find him a little bit boring.
He was quite boring.
He's
and
really
I was
boring.
At
it's
the
really
time,
a letdown.
I was working for another magazine and I had to go and try and get a line from him for a story.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift had just performed. They'd broken up. So I went up to him and said, what do you think of Taylor tonight?
Yeah.
And he kind of looked at me and was like, I thought she was brilliant.
This is Harry from Improved, right?
Oh,
right.
God.
Right, so you think, right, that he is, like, like that because he's got his guard up. He's famous. I remember
him. Just he's like
that's
that.
What he's like. Like, I remember him on The X Factor years ago, and you'd be like, "How are you doing, Harry?
Good."
But give me something, please. Like it's like having a good day. How's rehearsal?
Like he isn't aware how a conversation works.
No, he's really not. Like you know, and I remember thinking when I first met him because he worked in a bakery when I first met him.
Did he?
Well, he just quit to do The X Factor. And I remember genuinely thinking, how does he serve customers? How does he do it?
And now he's one of the most sought-after men on the planet.
Yeah, and you know when they do One Direction interviews and they're a bit like, why is Harry not talking? He doesn't talk. He doesn't do it. He doesn't socialise.
Oh,
but
that's
yeah,
interesting.
When you're that pretty, you don't really need to, do you?
Well, he's going to have to give something because now he's trying to make it in the...
as an actor.
As an actor, he's going to be in Dunkirk.
Well, he was good at acting... Right, he's good at acting like he was drowning. But I realised that his face when he's drowning... Did you see that in the trailer? Well, his drowning face is the same as his belting out tunes face. I think he probably just sort of tried to sing like, nobody, like underwater. And that's how he did his acting.
So what's your favourite? You say you're looking forward to award season. What's your favourite award show?
The BAFTAs, because I get to go.
True, that's true.
There's that. Oh, I like. So, I know. Right, can I just say, people listening, I'm fully aware I sound like an absolute idiot. I'm one of those people I hate. But I'm lapping up, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the BAFTAs is brilliant. I like the Brits because everyone gets hammered and it's funny to watch.
That's true. And you get a real mix of people there as well. You end up with the really famous people.
Yeah.
The Katy Perry's and Taylor Swift's. And then also Holly Willoughby.
Yeah,
and
you get such a mix. Yeah, it's so good. And what I love at award ceremonies is to see when celebrities get excited about other celebrities.
Who have you seen before? Have you seen anyone?
That. Yeah, you just see them like going up to the tables and being like, hi. And you're like, lol, this
have
is
you ever done that?
Once. What, gone up to a celebrity? Yeah.
No, but like when you've been at a table, like have you gone up and then, hello?
Yeah.
My name's Mosey, I work for OK Magazine.
I don't ever say I work for OK Magazine. I just say, what do I say? Well, basically, sometimes you interview people, you might have a link to someone. And I like to say, you only talk to them if you have a link. See, if I see, I've interviewed Sarah Jessica Parker a few times. If I see her, I would literally go and hug her. She's amazing. I would. I'd go and grab her and hug her.
I'm so jealous.
But she's amazing. She loves chatting to people. She's one of, I think she has the same mentality as Will Smith. There. She's like, you have to talk to everyone. Like, it doesn't, you don't know what people are going through. You have to talk. That's what she's like. She's like, she really takes time to make sure she makes someone leave feeling happy, which is really nice. But I don't, at things like that, I don't talk to, I'm not there to talk to celebs.
No, you just have to have a good time.
Yeah. And well, I'm there to know what the products are doing, which is quite interesting.
But, sure thing. Yeah, whatever, Rosie.
But I do think if you're going to talk to someone, it's polite to have a way in, say, like, you know them through someone or you've met them before. Otherwise, like, leave them alone. Seriously, leave them alone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you've got the BAFTAs, the Brits. I'm not actually going to either. I'm very disappointed.
You should be at the Brits, babes, at least.
I need to get a friend with a box.
Yeah, you do. That's a way in. Friend with a box and you're in. But what else is coming up after that? Grammys is before
the
Brits.
Got the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, that one.
The big one.
The big one. Yeah.
And your friend Dev Patel is up for one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mate Dev. Yeah,
care to explain how you know Dev Patel, Rosie?
I don't know Dev.
Come on.
No, I don't know him. Basically, I've met him once. I was out in LA and I was actually having a quiet low... It was when the Oscars was on once.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually having a low-key night and I was there just... It wasn't even work, I don't think I was there for. I was just there for fun. And then I was just sort of sat in Soho House having a drink.
As you do.
And I was having a pizza and I was chilling out. And then on the table next to me was Dev and I saw him and I was like, oh, Dev from Slumdog Millionaire.
From Skins.
Yeah, from Skins. And then I noticed he was with one of my friend, my director friends. So I then joined their table.
As in film director.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I then joined their table and we were having a really good night because it was really nice actually because it was a nice mix of like American and English people. And I think Dev just liked there being Brits there. Such a lovely guy.
Is he?
Amazing. Like a really good laugh. Really good laugh.
Interesting.
And but I would say it was embarrassing because when we left, we went down to the valet and I had like a really like, you know, not cool car, not being an A-list celebrity
obviously,
and all that.
Yeah.
So I was lurking for ages at the valet because I was like, they're going to come up with my car in a minute. I'm going to be absolutely mortified. So I just stood there like, and then his car pulled up and it was like, beautiful. And I was like, oh, you've got to go. Bye. Bye, Dev. Yeah, you best be off then.
You know, you've met someone who's now nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar.
Yeah, I was so happy when I found that. I mean, you know, he's, you know, I just think he's British.
Mm-hmm.
He's very successful.
And he's getting more and more handsome.
Yeah, he's blossoming.
He really is, isn't he?
I think he's actually really good looking.
He is. I interviewed him after he did that film set in India with the old people. Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Exotic Marigold Hotel, yeah.
And then when I interviewed him, I was like, in my mind, I was like, you are actually very handsome.
Yeah, he is. He's really charming.
And funny. And charming, yeah.
And he was just really nice. He was just, I think he was chatting to me about styling, because I was just styling a lot then. And he was just asking me all about it. I was like, why are you even interested? Like,
he's quite, he's like, he comes across as geeky, but he's actually not.
No, he's not.
He's actually...
He's very sharp. And
yeah.
He's quite intelligent. And he actually, what I think is a good judge of a person is who they surround themselves with. And that night he was with literally a bunch of legends, all so lovely. And I was like, that's how he rolls.
Yeah,
nice.
Totally.
I'm not talking about myself.
A bunch of legends, including me.
A bunch of legends, including myself. But yeah, no, I really hope he wins. Because I'm going to be there watching, hoping he wins his BAFTA.
Will you be... Oh, yeah, of course. Is he up for BAFTA as well?
Yeah, he's up for BAFTA as well.
Will you be watching the Oscars when it's on? Because it's obviously airs at like 1, 2 in the morning.
I can't be doing with that. It's too much.
OK Online will be working through the night.
Yeah, you'll be there.
I'm not going to be there, but people will.
Yeah. I mean, my mum does. My mum always sits up and watches. I wake up in the morning. She's like, darling, did you see the dresses? I'm like, thank God for my mum. Because I'm literally like stumbling into the office. Like, who was wearing what?
This is your job.
I call my mum. Mum, so what was SJP wearing? She's like, Oscar de la Renta, darling.
Perfect.
Thank you, mummy.
Is it because of your mum you got into fashion, do you think?
I actually think it is. Because my mum used to leave fashion magazines all around the house as kids. And I used to pick them up and look at them. And she's very well presented, my mother.
Is she?
Yeah, I used to always copy what she wore. Still do, steal her clothes. But she's just quite cool.
Yeah. Thank God she's in your life, because otherwise you wouldn't know who wore what at the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be able to do my job.
Yeah, and this
literally
is a big, big, big part of your job.
Kind of integral part of the job. But yeah, no, award season is very exciting. There's so much going on at the moment as well, because I was speaking to Lucy Meck today randomly.
Lucy Mecklenburg, Towie.
Former Towie.
Yeah.
She has just done some modelling with Boo Avenue, so she's been getting into her smalls again.
Right.
And so I was talking to her about that.
Not the first time.
No, not the first time, but it's weird, right? So have to talk to people about lingerie as part of my job.
Yeah.
Talking to Miley in class, I'm like, do you have a problem getting your kit off for the cameras? She's like, absolutely no way, because there is way more to me than someone that just poses around in their underwear. So I don't care. I like walking around. And I've actually been on shoots with her where she's been underwear. She's got no problem.
Really?
She's probably just get naked. Yeah, she doesn't care. Lucy, bearing in mind her job is in fitness.
Yeah, yeah. She's
got a fitness website.
She's
like, oh, you know, I do get self-conscious in my underwear. Like on a shoot.
She looks incredible.
Yeah, I was like, babe, what? You look
but
baggy.
She has been a bit out of the limelight recently.
She has, yeah, she really has. I just think maybe she's quite happy, Luce. She's literally got a really nice house. She's got, you know, a business that's going well. You know, her results with Lucy kind of...
Yeah.
She says she's actually got quite a lot coming up this year. She just did that Tour de France. She cycled a chunk of the Tour de France.
Oh, I heard about that.
She climbed Kilimanjaro.
Okay, so she's quite busy.
She's quite
busy. I take it back.
Yeah, but she did that thing where it's like, can't say what it is, but there's stuff coming up.
That old chestnut. I heard that before.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you what, all this chatting, we've come to the end of the show already.
Oh, my God.
Can you add and believe it? Me and Lizzie thought we'd get through things quickly, but honestly,
how is that happening?
You and I can chat on forever. It's nearly 8 o'clock.
I know, but you know what? What can I say? I'm chatting all the time.
I mean, you certainly are.
I just love it.
It's great to have Christine Hamilton on the show today.
Yeah, it was
and
lovely, wasn't
and to
it?
speak to our FUBAR family, Mark Dolan.
I know, it was really nice. I almost feel a bit worried for him. I kind of got pangs when he was on the show.
Let's try and keep the worry to a minimum. He will be fine.
He will.
Well, he better be.
Yeah,
because he's got a show to do.
He's got a show to do here.
It's been lovely having you in too.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Thank you
it's always
so much
nice to be here.
For covering for Lizzie while she's been showbizing it off
it
somewhere.
It is quite hard to step in the Condetta's shoes, I'm not going to lie. I've got a lot to live up to here.
You need to be wearing a shorter dress
know,
and have
I'm
your boobs out more
I need
next
to
time.
Have my cleavage out. Yeah. It's kind of non-existent right now.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
and
you,
enjoy
darling.
Award
Lovely to
season.
Be here.
I'm going to see you in the office tomorrow,
I'll
probably.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, guys. Till next week.